Yeah, and it feels good, Al. How about that down to the last pitch, half swing, quarter swing, eighth of a swing, 16th of a swing, whatever it was enough, strike three, and you are out. The Dodgers are into the National League Championship Series, and all is right with the world. The Giants Giants had a great season. Tough luck for them. The Dodgers are on to the next round. Amen.
Just a little bit more important than starting off the show with that. When Morales says I have a teardrop tattoo, so is this the show that we're becoming? Like we're kind of the...
Yeah,
we're the tough guys.
You've got the tattoo.
Yep.
I've got the mustache,
this is
which,
the perception.
By the way, is 2-0.
It's 2-0.
But yeah, you should get double tattoos. If you do you do like more down the one eye, or do you go to the other side?
All
of the
I want to know is when people think, hey, who are the tough guys in the sports radio industry?
Yeah, us.
That's Travis and yeah, Sliwa.
That's what we're known for. We're a couple of real badasses. That's our deal.
What an incredible five games between the two best teams in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
What an incredible... I mean, I tweeted this out, and it's funny. You know, this is Twitter in a nutshell. This is one of the best series I've ever watched. This was before the game was over.
Okay? Uh-huh.
And I say that because, Trav, every freaking pitch mattered. Every single pitch mattered. Every move that was made over all five games. We talked about this. Giants got to play perfect baseball to win 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
They almost played perfect baseball to win
Real
three
close.
Out of five.
Real close.
And right by the way, I put out that tweet, you forget 2004, this. Okay, relax.
When did you start doing the UCLA guy?
Let me be caught up in the moment for a second. Literally, people
were
like, well,
2004?
It's the first series you ever seen. And you remember back 2006? Okay, just relax for a second. But pretty amazing series. I know you and I talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was supposed to go five games. It did. It felt like this fifth game was going to be close. It was. And, you know, obviously for Dodger fans, they can exhale for a full day. Like,
don't think about
the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Do not think about them, who, by the way, had 18 less wins, and not only don't have to play in a wild card game, they're hosting
why not?
Which, you know, by the way, I don't feel like any of the Dodgers care.
You let the New York Mets hang around until the end of September, but yeah, go ahead and host the National League Championship Series. And you're right, I don't think the Dodgers care at all either. Intellectually, you are right. It was a great series. If I had a Giants hat on, which thankfully I do not, or that call had been the exact same call and gone the other way, that's not a great series. That is a devastatingly bad call that went your way. Now, is it a great series? Sure it is. Why? Because I have a Dodger hat on. Because I'm excited
your squad won.
About the,
your squad won.
My
that's
team
it.
Won.
Yep.
And there's just something. And look, I am a homer when it comes to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I am a Dodger fan, but I'm also enough of a baseball fan to realize that was a terrible call. However, and let me just say, and Darren Ruff said this too, about the Giants won the division by one game, right? 107 to 106. It went down to the last day of the season. It was nip and tuck the entire
Giants
time.
Giants beat the Padres eighth or fifth inning. You see in the right field wall, you see the final score, and it's like, okay, the division finally ended.
And the Giants beat the Dodgers one night. Why? Because of a bad call on a checked swing. Okay, so let's just say that the universe, the gods, karma, good for, but however you want to characterize how that stuff goes down, we're even. Ours happened to come at a much better time than yours did. But if that call gets done right a couple of months ago, who knows? Maybe that game's at Dodger Stadium. Maybe it goes slightly different.
Sure.
You just never know. Was it a bad call? Sure, it was. You know what else? Who cares?
Well, let me. I'm going to play
who
the.
Cares?
I'm going to play the middle ground in this one. All right, I'll be as objective as possible. I think that this is the unfortunate part about the game ending that way. Shouldn't be the conversation. Like, it shouldn't. And whether, I know for you, as you rock your Dodger hat, did you have this one on?
I did.
You had the new one on.
I did.
That is rolling the dice right there.
I felt good about it. I had the mustache, which was backing me up. That could have went down in flames. If it was just the hat, I could have been a little worried. But I went new hat. I had the mustache is basically taking care of any
of the mustache extraneous karma. The mustache has changed your life.
By the way, you know how many people have enjoyed my mustache so far this morning?
How many?
You want me to give you the official count as
of right now?
The
official number.
722.
Okay, there's a reason for that. This is the Twitter
awesome?
The Twitter post that you put up. People like Trav.
Well, they like ugly Trav.
They
like
Trav.
Mustachioed Trav.
They like Trav having chops. Okay, so, but the fact that the game ended on that, and that's the conversation, I really genuinely say this. That part is unfortunate because it was such a well-played series between two squads that had such an unbelievable season, like you just said. And let me use a Laker example. Place coming down, game seven, and Pau Gasol, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, he came down before he released, well, refs didn't see it. What do you want me to do?
Right.
You won the game, and that's all that matters. And if you're the San Francisco Giants, yes, you can be bitter. That's okay. You can be bitter. Ultimately, I think things always even out. And if you want to make reference to that game earlier that
it's
made the difference
in
the division.
It's just such an odd that they're both check swings, checked at first base. They both involved, you know, the same group, the same two teams, and it was that close also. Because that was really the beginning of this. Hey, this is going to come down to the last game or two of the season. That's when you really started the scoreboard watch and all these other things. Last idea, at least for the time being, on the call. There's three different camps. If you're a Dodger fan, it's like, yeah, whatever. All right, when do we start with the Braves?
Yeah,
Saturday, cool. Let's go Tony Gonsolin. It happens. It went our way. Cool. And you'll move on.
And you'll have calls that don't go your way. Yeah. That's part of the sport.
If you're a Giant fan, you're probably carrying this with you for the rest of your life. That if the Dodgers do go on to win the World Series, you're going to be like, oh, you mean the one that we should have had? That's how those things feel when you're on the same way the New Orleans Saints are looking at the Rams thinking, you went to the Super Bowl not because you beat us, but because Nickell Robey Coleman nearly, you know, what was it, Tommy Lee Lewis, I think his name was, that got blown up before the ball got there. Eh, okay, cool. And then for everybody else, if you are a baseball fan or a sports fan, you move on. You 2 weeks from now, you won't even remember it happened. It'll just be one of those, yeah, it kind of had a weird end, whatever. Three different calls. We happen to be in the right pocket there. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to have a little party. 877-710-ESPN. If you want to be a
hammered.
Part of this. I wish we could do that. I gotta get home. That's the problem there.
Funch is already three deep.
You can be a part of it as well on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 877-710-ESPN. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And what I mean by that is not that the Dodgers – look, they're not even into the World Series yet. They still have an entire another National League round to get through, and I think it's going to be a hard-fought series against the Atlanta
Braves. Disagree? Okay.
We'll get to that coming up. But – you know what happened last night, Al, which really, if we're being perfectly honest, hasn't happened in probably nearly 80 days or so. You can relax for just a minute. For just a minute. I'm not saying
that you just
say everything's good with the – but for at least today –
bro, take a deep breath. You've been running. You've been sprinting for 60 days.
Absolutely. Every game, did we catch the Giants? Did the Giants win? It's if you fall back. Then you go into a winner-take-all situation against St. Louis. And then in a short five-game series, game one's super important. And then certainly once you lose game one, everything at that point is all hands on deck. We got to do what we do. For the first time in about 2.5 months, you can relax today for a minute. I'm not saying that you just take your foot off the gas forever, but going into Saturday's game one of the National League Championship Series, you can play free and easy for the first time in a very, very long time.
So the Giants were not able to exhale until they won the division, right? And then they got 4 days of, okay, we don't know who we're going to play. Dodgers got to figure out this wild card game. Let them be in this incredibly stressful situation where they could be eliminated. They kind of got a quick second to take a sigh of relief. The Dodgers, you went from the Cardinals to, not you're just going to go play the Braves, not that you're going to go play the Brewers. No, no, you're facing the squad that just...
best team in baseball.
Buck six, buck seven games, whatever they won. So I think there's something to it. And that's why I said, enjoy today. Because I think the Dodgers will enjoy today. I think that organization is saying to themselves, let's kick back, let's relax for one freaking day. And then tomorrow you go back to work. You know, you roll up your sleeves, you go back to work.
For sure. But even the going back to work, and we're still waiting to
see. It's a different feeling.
Exactly who's going to pitch. But it seems likely that Tony Gonsolin's going to be that guy. It's not going to be Urias. It's almost certainly not going to be Scherzer. And
you're not going Knebel, Gratterall again?
Probably not. We'll get to that in a minute. It just feels like it's going to be Gonsolin. But look, I want the Dodgers to win game one. They need to do everything they can to win game one. But in a seven-game series, if you drop the opening game on the road with your fourth or fifth best pitcher, all right, we're still in pretty good shape. We're still in a pretty good shape. And I think it's going to really serve them well. I think it's going to serve guys like Trey Turner and Justin Turner particularly well because they were really struggling along the way. You look, Trey Turner batted .136 in that series. Justin Turner made Trey Turner look like Babe Ruth. Justin Turner hit .050. Just a really tough run for him, and then he scored the winning run last night. There are so many different things to go. Let's start with this. How great was it to see Cody Bellinger get that knock? That of all the guys on this team that have had really good seasons to, you know, kind of typical seasons to maybe slightly below their best seasons, then there was Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger had the season from hell. He had a 162-game season. I know he missed some time with injuries and stuff, but really, almost never through an entire 162-game season did you feel like he had it. That it was he. The thank you station, by the way, for tweeting that I said that he was broken a couple months ago, and he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was missing the ball by 2 feet.
You could take that off the internet anytime.
No, I'm okay with it because I wasn't wrong. He was broken, but he got the hit last night that won the game for him. You can see he immediately points to the dugout. His teammates were so happy for him. He was so happy for himself. This is a guy that's gotten big hits, made big plays for the Dodgers. I get it. He's batting .160 over 162 games. He's a little bit better in the playoffs. What a great moment for him. I'm genuinely happy that he got that hit.
So here's the way I look at this. If you asked any other player, if you ask any Dodger fan out there, you're tied 1-1 against the San Francisco Giants. This is the, you know, winner take all in game five. Which one player would you love to see in that opportunity come through? Which one person would you love to see come through?
Probably him.
I think a lot of people can say Bellinger. And let me also say this because I think it's okay to eat crow. What is our job, Trav? Our job is we praise players and coaches and managers when we feel like it's well-deserved. And then we also criticize when guys that should be coming through are not coming through. That's our job. We did that. So when you say 60 days ago or 2 months ago that that's not Cody Bellinger, you're just stating the obvious. You don't like to say it. It's not like you want to sit here and say, hey, I enjoy Cody Bellinger struggling.
No, it was incredibly frustrating because he's an important part of the team. But and look, I've developed a taste for crow over the last 20 years of doing this. So I'm well aware of having to do it occasionally. I don't think that's what this is. He was broken. But somehow he's figured out a way. He shortened up a little bit last night. He pokes that ball. It would not poke. That's the wrong word because he hit it hard. But it was not that I'm down on one knee trying to hit it into the base swing. It was a great swing at a great moment, and it was just the frustration of 6 months kind of bleeding off in an instant.
So he was incredibly big in that wild card game.
Yes.
Remember, I mean,
two steals, two hits.
I know it feels like it was a while ago.
10 years?
It feels like that, right? So he was huge in a one-game wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And if you also look at how he did in this series,
he was himself basically without the home runs.
.267 was his batting average. We were just ranking off. How did Trey Turner do this series? How did Justin Turner do this series? And even some of these players, and I don't know how Seager did, what his exact numbers are, but I'm just using as an example. Cody Bellinger was actually in these six playoff games that you've played so far
he's been
involved in. He's been a big piece of the pie.
It was a great moment. Here he is talking about getting that game-winning hit.
I saw it well the first few pitches, missed my pitches, and you know, at that moment with JT on second, just try to keep the momentum going and literally just try to stay simple and stay within myself. I saw that ball, you know, pretty well at the hand and just try to stay simple with it.
It's exactly right. Simplify. Don't try to do too much. Hit the ball on the barrel of the bat and see what happens. Because a lot of here's the thing, and we're going to get to your phone calls coming up here in just a second. The Dodgers scored 0, 0, and 2 in a five-game series and won the series. Let me say that again. The Dodgers had a game of 0 runs, a second game of 0 runs, and a game where they scored 2 runs in a five-game series and won the series. Okay, that is extraordinary that they were able to do that.
The Giants way, they had a game where they scored 3-1 and one.
And lost.
And are supposed to lose, right? Like that there's that if you start taking what the Dodgers did in the games that they won, I'll just go back to this. That's how great of a series this was. That's how good it was that you're sitting here in the ninth inning, and for Cody Bellinger, this dude in that press conference, awesome. Can you imagine how the hell he felt? Wait a minute. I came through in arguably, you know, two potential games that we could have got eliminated. I'm the one that came through.
You know who I'm going to need a little more from? Max Scherzer. I'm going to need him to get emotionally invested in this stuff. I'm going to need him to get fired up. I'm going to need him to be demonstrative.
Passion. He doesn't show passion.
Exactly.
That's his
problem.
I'd
like to see some outward enthusiasm from Max Scherzer. We're going to get into that.
What kind of a deal was that at the trade deadline?
Dave Roberts. We're going to talk about the bullpen. We're going to talk about what you do in the NLCS. But most importantly, we're going to talk to you about the Dodgers advancing in an absolutely epic five-game series. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Feels good, Al. It feels good to take a breath, enjoy the win against the Giants last night. I love this tweet from 805 Raider. It says, sorry, not sorry, Giants. We win, you lose. Pretty much. Bad call.
I could see you doing tonight. Let me tell you, I could see you kicking back tonight, relaxing, ordering some food, having a couple glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a couple glasses in. Now you're going to switch to liquor. I just know your style. I could see you sitting there eating some food, maybe throwing on the game. You're already starting to do a World Series analysis between the Red Sox and the Astros. I could see a very calm, cool, collective night for you and a lot of Dodger fans.
All of those things are going to happen, but these are going to happen at a restaurant tonight. I'm going out, and I'm going to celebrate and enjoy myself. Went back to the same pizza place last night that we went to for the wild card game. Had the same pizza, had the same beers.
This superstition is starting to take a different course here.
It's a baseball thing. Mm-hmm. I get it. I respect the streaks as they're happening. Want to have a good time today and celebrate that Dodger win and get ready for the National League Championship Series, which is coming up next.
Why'd you shave your mustache?
Yeah, nice try. 2-0, baby. 2-0. It's going to stay here for at least another week until the NLCS is over, and if they keep rolling,
I haven't made eye contact with you in 3 days.
Okay, it's funny
3 days
say
I haven't made eye contact with you.
I said this to my buddies last night when we were at the pizza place watching the game. When I went up to the bar to get beers, I went up to order wings and stuff like that, nobody's really that anxious to make eye contact with me anymore.
Yep. When you have that type of a mustache, smiles go away. You don't smile anymore.
No.
Everything you do becomes, your voice gets a little deeper. Hey, just a couple pitchers of beer. That's kind of how you do it.
Take two pitchers, like now. It's kind of that deal.
And there's people in front of you, too. Yeah, no, there's people in front of you.
You go ahead. You look like you're in a hurry. You go ahead and get this done. Let's try the first one.
Got a biker on our hands.
Let's try Tim. Tim, you're up first. You're on with Travis and Slee. How you feeling this morning, Tim?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
Doing good, bud. What's going on?
Hey, I just making a quick point here about that check swing. Yeah, they got that call wrong. But, like, let's think about this. If he gets the call right, what do we have? It's not like we've got Yimi Garcia pitching to Barry Bonds up there. It's Scherzer pitching to Wilmer Flores, and we've got him 1-2 now. He's getting him out anyway. I mean, it's not as though that was a thing that changed the whole series. He wasn't getting a hit off of Scherzer.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, it's not like the Darren Ruff thing where that bad call meant that we lost the game. This bad call meant he gets another pitch, 1-2, and he's probably going down on a slider. So for all you Giants fans crying about that, that was a very small thing. And I'll take your response off the air. Thanks,
folks. I hear you, Tim, and you're probably right. You're probably right that Max Scherzer finds a way to get Flores out anyway. You're probably right. Here's what I'm going to say. Evan Longoria had basically one hit in the entire series. He was scuffling, and he hit a home run off of Max Scherzer. And all I'm telling you is, if you take a swing away from a guy, all he needs to
anything
do is get
happen.
One hit yep. one time. If he splits a gap, Bryant's mm-hmm. scoring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm with you. I think you're right, but I don't know.
Well,
I was real happy to see was Morales, the umpire, the first baseman, Gabe Morales, put his right hand in the air and bang him out because, hey, let's not even take that chance. Probably you're right, but I don't know.
Well, I think the better explanation is, Trav, it's not the first blown call and it won't be the last blown call. That this happens, that this is part of sports. And this, look, if you want to go to the technology side of it and say, why are we still doing this? Why don't you have just let the cameras start kind of taking control? Let the technology
Wait,
start.
You're the one that's terrified of the robots. You want to give them home plate all of a sudden?
Well, I don't want an actual robot behind Will Smith. I don't need a robot.
Bear looking thing.
Like, no, I don't want that. What I want is, you know, it's kind of funny with the technology portion of all this. Every single pitch, the TV telecast is telling you whether it's a strike or not.
Yes.
But it's not telling the umpire whether it's a strike or not. So just don't show us whether it's a strike or not.
No, I want to know. I need to know. I don't want to know. I want the umpire. Look, there will always.
I don't need the technology. They need the technology. The ump needs the technology.
For at least one night, let's just enjoy that the couple of things that could have gone either way, they all went ours. The baseball gods, they even these things out.
They do even things
they
out.
They even things
but the,
out.
But the NFL and the NBA, the way they do use their technology, now it's like, okay, now it's kind of overblown. MLB, it's, no, we don't.
We're good.
Yeah.
Hey, leave the robots over there. We're good. Let's try Oxnard this time. And Rick, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Rick?
Morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say this. Yesterday, you guys were talking about the hat and whether it had old juju or good juju or new juju.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you started a new juju with that hat.
Yes.
That hat cannot be thrown away until the juju is gone. It could be tomorrow, next week, next year. I threw away my hat that I had from last year when they won it, when Scherzer lost that game. I threw it. I got a new hat. That hat is not going to get off my head during a Dodger game until the next phase is over. Respect a streak, just like you guys said. I think Bull Durham said it, man. Kevin Costner, respect the streak.
Appreciate you calling in.
It's a great line from the movie for people that don't know it. It's where Kevin Costner says to Tim Robbins' character, Nuke LaLoosh, if you think you're getting hits because you wear women's underwear, then you are. It's as simple.
Whatever you
it's
think
as simple as
will come to fruition. By the way, it almost sounded like Rick, if they would have lost yesterday, was putting his house up for sale and just telling his wife, "Hey, look, here's the thing.
Listen,
in this house, we lost.
We root for the Dodgers, and this house is not winning Dodger games.
I'm not superstitious, but the house is going up on Zillow."
Let's try another one here. Let's go to Lloyd in Compton. Lloyd, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Sliwa and Travis? You guys, first of all, are doing a great job, and I'm glad you got that extra hour. I cannot wait to get into the new SoFi Stadium eventually because I want to see you guys up on that Jumbotron, okay?
You got appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Excellent. I just had a couple of real quick, questions or comments. Is there a possibility that we could get Max Muncy back? Do you know?
There's a possibility, yes, but
Series?
It's not a very good one. It's a very, the odds are very low, but it's not zero.
So the dislocated elbow is a little bit worse of a situation than.
Yeah, I would imagine, having never dislocated my elbow, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. I would think that swinging a bat against major league pitching with a dislocated elbow a couple of days ago is difficult.
Right. Okay, great. And then this is a favor I need from you guys, and I could probably, leave my telephone number with your screener. I'm a graduate of Compton High. Back in the day, I played football at a high level. We just had our high school football Hall of Fame, and we are trying to induct LeBron James. And we have a beautiful four-foot trophy watch with our logo on it and a program for him as well. And I was wondering, I've been kind of like locked out of the training camp, so to speak. We try to contact him through, you know, the powers that be of the Lakers. And I was wondering if I can get that to you guys may have the power to just at least show it to him and give him the opportunity as if he wants to be in our Hall of Fame.
Lloyd, it's a great idea. And having very recently spoken with LeBron, if I get the opportunity to do it again, I will mention it. But Al, I don't know. I don't know if you and I really have access to LeBron James quite like that.
The fact that Lloyd thinks we have that type of power,
I have a picture with him.
Awesome. I wish we had that much power. Obviously, good luck and success to what they're doing over there.
877-710-3776. We're taking Dodger calls this morning. We're talking about that incredible win last night. And Slee, when we come back, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the idea that Dave Roberts had, because it's time for Straight Talk Wireless, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Dave Roberts batted about 900.
Interest. How about the series? I mean, for
most
the series,
he probably was 950. For last night, okay. I would say was 9. Last night was 950.
Talk about Dave Roberts, some of the decisions he made yesterday. Plus, did Mookie Betts just go 4-for-4 and just a very casual?
Is that hard
like,
to do in
no.
An elimination game?
I'll just go 4-for-4. By the way, those who want to comment on Dave Roberts and some of the moves that he made yesterday, because it was such a fascinating game to see how it played out and decisions being made that were so unorthodox. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Slee with Show 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There we go. See? I'm in a good mood today, Al. Giants are out. The Dodgers are in. The Dodgers went down to the last strike or quasi-strike of the National League Division Series, and all is right with the world.
1-2 count. Game's over.
Yeah, we're done.
That's it. We're done. Call the game.
It's already been memed like crazy. The Giants first base coach with his hands on the side of his head, like, you didn't just do that to us, did you? It's great. Tough. Sucks for you. Great for us. And we'll keep it moving. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Dodger fans can answer this too. 877-710-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And the answer to the question I'm about to ask you for me is yes.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable for the first time in about 90 days with this team? Do you feel like they're in a really good spot? Not a good spot, but a place where you're like, you know what? I feel like this is the way that this is supposed to be.
I'm going to say no. And I'll tell you because I think I had already felt comfortable with this team prior to that. Trav, the only storyline, and I know today it's a little bit different, I've always felt like the storyline with the Dodgers is not them winning. The storyline would be the Dodgers didn't win.
For sure.
Now, that's not to take away, I'm not undermining the San Francisco Giants, and I'm also not undermining what a wild card game could be in a one-game playoff at Dodger Stadium. It's not undermining any of that. But they got everything they need, Trav. So when you say, do you feel comfortable? I think you should always feel comfortable with this team. You might not feel comfortable with the predicament or the situation, but I think what you're referring to more is it's a Friday. You don't have a game. Wild card is done. San Francisco Giants are out. You get the Atlanta Braves, a team that lost 18 more games than you did, and I still don't understand why they is starting in Atlanta. But I think to answer your question is, every Dodger fan 100% feels a sense of relief.
Yes.
But I don't know if comfortable is the right word because they're also expected to win a World Series.
They are. And they've got to win 8 more games to win a World Series. There's a long way to go before you get to a World Series championship. But it's for the first time, and what I mean by comfortable is for the first time, I don't feel like you are spinning the chamber on the revolver and having to pull the trigger. You know what I mean? It feels like you have some room to get a little bit healthier, to set up your rotation, to do all of these different things that they haven't been able to do for a very long time. That you can say, you know what, this isn't if you make let's go back to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be just as honest as I can be. When Justin Turner made that error in the ninth inning, I was not in a good spot. I'm like, this is how these things start. This is how these things start. Instead of get the first out, right? Yeah. We're cool.
Trav, you're also the guy, if Scherzer starts to count 1-0,
it's
over.
Honestly, I'm being 100% sincere with you. When he got the first out, I'm like, I really liked it. I saw him coming out. He was locating. I'm like, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is really good. That play to Justin Turner is major league routine.
Sure.
It's a routine play for a major league third baseman. And Justin Turner is a good major league third mm-hmm. baseman. He just booted it, man.
Scooped right out of his glove.
He just booted it. Mm-hmm. That's how those things happen.
Sure. No, I get it.
It's a boot, it's a bloop single, and then it's a gapper, and the game's over. It's like, mm-hmm. what the hell just happened?
Or everything just changes. Scherzer, there's a guy on now. That
Absolutely.
Guy shouldn't be on. Yep.
And when that happened, I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? We're going to have to go through it this way. And now that that's over with, it just feels like we're in a far different spot. Let's try, what is it, Shefty in Los Angeles. Shefty, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Travis and Slee, how you guys doing today? I got a couple of things to say, but I also have an ask Slee I want to propose to.
Okay,
I like this.
Real quick, I'm going to say this about the call. Damn, that sucks, San Francisco. That's oh well.
Exactly.
Good for us though, right?
Exactly right. Now,
but I'm going to tell you what though, man. You've got to give Dave Roberts props for his coaching. And that San Francisco team, they're constructed not only to compete but to beat the Dodgers. And he came up with alternate plans because they play similarly. And he came up with alternate plans and really did a good job, man. I know I gave him some grief a lot of times, but I got to give it to him. He really has stepped up his coaching ability, man. And now as for the Ashley. Okay, so here's the thing.
This will be the first, by the way, Shefty, I just want to tell you, this is the first pre-Astley. We've never had a pre-Astley. All right, what do you got? What's going on?
Okay, so my girl and I were watching the Cardinals versus Dodgers. She's a Cardinal fan. I'm of course, a Dodger fan. Mm-hmm. And we're like, she's a little competitive. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it that's going to happen is there anything that she could do that convinced me to not root for the Dodgers on that type of grand scale where you got that going for the going to the next round. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is there something that is convinced you can convince somebody to change sides for such an important game?
All right. Appreciate the call, Shefty. Appreciate the call.
I mean, what could she do or what could he do for her? Just to make
Let me simplify this. Nothing you could do on the Laker front. There's just nothing you could do on the Laker front.
Yeah.
Nothing you could do. It's too ingrained. You know? Lakers was prior. Lakers will be.
Yeah, however long this lasts, the Lakers are still
there. Lakers are there.
I like it. I like it a lot. Look, I want to very quickly talk about what Shefty said right there with Dave Robinson. But Dave decided to do this. Hold up. Dave deserves a ton of credit for a lot of different things, but even Dave said afterwards that this was a decision that was made at the very tippy top. This was a decision that they collaborated on. I want to give Dave credit. I want to give Andrew Friedman credit for the decision they made, but this was not a Dave thing. This was an organizational thing that they decided to do. And by the way, you know, when it broke during our show yesterday, we started talking about it. At first, it's like, whoa, really? No Julio Urias out of the gate? Wow, okay. The more I thought about it, the more sense. And it worked exactly the way that they tried to set it up, which was let's have our, and let me be very clear here, our least good pitcher. The Dodger bullpen has been lights out.
Yep.
But if there is a soft spot to it, it's the Knebel, it's the Gratterall, mm-hmm. it's the Vezia, it's the Bickford. It's that group of guys. Why don't we have them pitch the least important outs of the game, which are the first six outs, give or take.
If you're every out counts, but if you're ranking the outs,
for sure they
the beginning,
count.
But the beginning would be least less important because you have more time to make
and
it up.
For sure, those guys are talented and did an unbelievable job. But basically, starting in the third inning, the Dodgers had nothing but their best guys pitch. Nobody that wouldn't be qualified as one of their best guys. Urias, best guy. Trinan, best guy. Jansen, best guy. Scherzer, best guy. It worked exactly how they wanted it to work.
So I think this actually deserves a much larger conversation, because I have some questions on this philosophy.
This isn't an attempt to skip Ask Slee, is it?
No.
That's not going to work.
10:55, we'll do it. Because,
okay, good.
Because also, what did we just do here? We mentioned Dave Roberts for a brief second,
yeah.
And we had one caller kind of give a shout-out to Dave. 10:55, let's take more of those Dodger calls. And, Trav, let that be the topic, because the moment during our show – it was announced Corey Knebel is going to come in. He's going to start the game. By the way, we did not know that Gratterall is going to come in,
no.
You know, in the second. That
no.
wasn't the idea or the concept.
Hey, Julio only pitched four innings.
But that was the conversation, not just with us, right afterwards, Mason and Ireland spending some time on it. Sedano and Cap are talking about it. That was a conversation coming into the game. So I think at 10:55, let's talk about Dave Roberts, and then specifically let's also talk about not just, okay, hey, did that move work exactly like it's supposed to? Is that going to become – did they create something in baseball that we've never really seen before? Could that be something that becomes more part of the game? We could do that as well.
I love it, but we're going to do Ask Slee first. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
All right, this is a Ask Slee edition. Solo. You know, Funches, sometimes, look, Travis going to go do his thing.
He's working his way back.
All right, I'm not going to read my own personal Ask Slees. That's not going to happen. So I'll wait for Travis to do that. By the way, if you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. We're going to take more Dodger calls. We're going to talk Dave Roberts coming up in about 10 minutes or so. T-Raj, you got some Ask Slees lined up there?
I do. I am ready to go. I need to find with the best one. Here it is. This is John of Huntington in Fullerton.
Okay.
What's the worst job you've ever had? For example, in high school, I worked at a yo-yo stand where the high school babes would see me with yo-yos. I got canned for not being enthusiastic enough about yo-yos. Hashtag Ask Slee. That sounds like a bad job. What was yours?
You know, I interned at, remember, Extra Sports back in the day?
Of course.
Interned there. Then I got a job in promotions there, and I was there for about 2 weeks. And then the station got sold to L.A., so this was down in San Diego. So I'm like, I got to stay in radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was rumors another sports station was going to start in San Diego, so I'm like, I got to buy time. So I did promotions for, I think the station was Bob 99.3 Country.
Okay.
And the sister station was an oldie station.
Yeah.
So I was out at like 5:30 in the morning setting up promotions for a country station and an oldie station, two genres I had absolutely no clue about.
You were going to do like a little Elvis Kenny Chesney crossover?
Had to hang in there. A sports station would come. I also got a job at Golden Corral, but I waited too long to respond when I accepted the job, and they took the job offer away.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I worked at Sears in high school in the men's department.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that
still there part-time because of their their benefits.
I didn't understand that sometimes people will come in with these vouchers that you get when you come out of jail to go
yep.
and buy clothes.
Sure.
And I was like, hey, can I help you? They really didn't want my help that much. They were just like, leave me alone. I'm going to buy my clothes and go back
You've
to
had a
get
mustache
my life started.
Since.
That's how I learned it. That's how I learned how to do it. All right. What are some of the best dish-saving moves you make at home? Example, eating mac and cheese straight from the pot or eating salad kits directly from the bag? Hashtag Ask Slee. I've got one of these.
No, it just depends what you eat. There are some things, you know, you have a bowl of fruit, right? You don't have to go wash the whole thing. Give it a little quick little rinse, right? There's certain things that you can have. You can't have hot food and not wash it. But there's certain foods where you're kind of walking a fine line of whether you need to wash it or not. By the way, she has no idea. I just kind of do it, put everything back, and I walk away.
I don't know.
Suspicious as hell.
Just,
like,
just
what the hell's wrong with this guy? Why is he walking
shoulder.
Like that?
I don't know if an egg has actually ever made it to a plate in my house. They come straight out of the pan. Whatever, whether scrambled eggs, fried eggs, or whatever, it's going from the pan to my mouth.
Cereal's the breaking point. That's when you're like, no,
coffee
you put
cup.
Milk in here. Now
coffee
you have
cup.
To.
Just let
yeah,
me
but you got to clean the coffee
you
cup.
You do, but it's in. Do you? You can just turn it upside down in the dishwasher, close it, and you're off and running. And the little cornflake stuck in the inside, not a big deal at all. Marco writes, ooh, new name, Marco Zani. Welcome, Marco.
This guy's having a cup of coffee with cereal in it.
A little Raisin Bran stuck to the side. Who would you say is the Dodgers NLDS MVP? Hashtag Ask Slee. This is an easy one for me. Who do you got?
All right. Am I throwing everybody in pitchers as well?
Yeah, but one guy. Yeah, sure.
It's Mookie.
And for sure, it's Mookie.
You can make a case for some other people, but not much of a case.
Yeah, it's Mookie.
Bellinger had a great series.
Not like Mookie.
Not like Mookie. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple. It's Mookie.
It's an easy one. It's Mookie. Anthony Gaeta.
I was going to say Scherzer, but then Scherzer as well.
Scherzer
he actually
lost.
Has a loss he in lost one of these games by giving up one run.
Yeah, and then got a little bit of a present on the check swing. But yeah. He was, don't get me wrong, he was great. But it's Mookie had four hits in an elimination game and was hitting the ball all over the ballpark the entire series.
He's a threat the entire time.
Anthony, better feeling, Dodgers beating the Giants in a closeout game or the Lakers beating the Celtics in a closeout game?
You know this one.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Is that kind of funny? How we're both.
Right.
Like, for me, Lakers-Celtics is just a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, it's a different dimension.
Not even close.
Dodgers-Giants.
Not even close. You know, for me, the Dodgers.
But that's a perfect mix. That's actually a perfect mix for the show.
The only thing better than that would be the Dodgers winning the World Series.
No, the only thing better than that is Dodgers being the Astros in the World Series.
It's much more personal with the Giants because it's been so long. We talked about Joe Morgan. We've talked about all of these different things and these moments.
Never even faced each other in the playoffs.
The Astros are just charlatans. They're just they're fraud.
Criminals.
Yes, it's a bad deal. Will celebrity Dodger fans celebrate last night's victory by looking for their gear and acting like they've been fans this whole time? Or do they just buy new hats and jerseys?
100%. There are plenty of Amazon orders that went in yesterday, and it's not going to actually get to their house for 3 to 5 days, so they're going to be halfway through the Atlanta series until they get it, but that's still enough time for them to put it on and then
welcome
get to
aboard.
The World Series.
Welcome. Yeah. Come on in. Enjoy the party. The Dodgers are a great team. They're winning games, and I'm in a good mood today. I would prefer that you have some battle scars along the way, that you, when you see the name Jack Clark, you get queasy, that when you see go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
But the welcome aboard thing that you say,
Basically
what you're saying is, I don't care as long as you're rocking Dodger gear. It doesn't matter.
Let's go. Dodger blue, and we'll make it happen. Brian Meza writes, would you live in a place where it's sunlit for 6 months out of the year or dark for 6 months out of the year? Basically, I think we're just basically talking Alaska at this point, are we? Or the Antarctica.
Some Scandinavian countries.
Okay, yeah,
really,
there you go. That's
that'd
right.
That'd be really tough. I mean, I'm not a fan of when you... It's 5:30 and it's dark. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Can't even go for a
what about if it's bright
nice
sunshine
walk.
And it's midnight? That can't be much better.
I'd rather do that than the dark.
You would?
Yeah, I'd rather do that than the dark. I could control it.
Can you? Have you ever tried to sleep when it's in the middle of the day?
Yeah, close the blinds, close everything off. At least when it's dark all the time, you can't get any sunlight. You need some sunlight here.
All right, let's do one more here. I don't like that one. Here it is. This is the one I was looking for. Ryan writes.
Which one did you not like? Read off who wrote it. No, I'm kidding.
You want me to? This is from Ryan. Trav, met a new girl last night while I was out in Hermosa Beach watching the Dodger game.
Hi, baby, Ryan.
How long should I wait to ask her out? Hashtag ask Slee.
You mean, all right, so yesterday was Thursday.
Yeah, you're out. You're having a good time. Yeah. Dodgers win. Everybody's in a good mood. Hey, you know, we seem to connect a little bit. Trade numbers.
Yeah.
How long do you wait?
Lob her a text on Saturday.
Why not today?
And it's nothing, just a quick, hey, hope you're having a good weekend.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hope you're having a good weekend. Leave it at that.
What are you doing, that two-day swingers rule or something?
Well, I can't offer Ryan
Saturday afternoon
any advice.
Why can't it be Friday?
It could be Friday. But I'm just saying, the way you just answer that sounds like you're a little clingy. Why'd you have to say it like that?
Well, I mean, what if I made a connection with her, you know, an instant connection?
Right.
Maybe I want to do it on Friday.
You know what? Why don't you ask her personal home address, too?
It seems I'm with Funch. Hey, I enjoyed meeting you last night. What do you got going on tomorrow night or the next night or next week?
I don't think there's a wrong answer. The real thing comes to, based on her response, she's going to show you whether she was interested or not. There is no right answer. If let's say a couple people were intoxicated, you exchanged some numbers, you're going to find out based on her response.
Maybe she wasn't feeling it quite the same way.
And maybe she woke up and was like, why did I give this idiot my number?
God, where was I last night? What was that guy's
name?
Who
is this dude?
Yeah,
she doesn't even know until the text comes in. Was my dry cleaning ready?
I have a feeling Ryan does all right for himself. I think he knows how to take care. I haven't been on a date with somebody other than my wife in 30 years, so I'm going to need a little direction on how these things work.
Here's the reality. There literally is no right or wrong answer. If the other girl's kind of feeling like, hey, that's a cool dude. I you know what? I'd love to. She's going to text you back on Friday or Saturday. It doesn't matter. I would say go a little Saturday afternoon action. Maybe she's working on Friday.
I say ask her to the watch game one. Game one of the NLCS. You
not
know,
a bad idea.
Clearly you have baseball in common.
Yeah, why good the karma? Hell are we yep. answering good the karma? Question? Emily should be answering this question.
Yeah, well,
but I
got
to say, if you do go on a date and the game does not go well, that does not bode well for that relationship. I feel like, personally, I just get in a bad mood
right
and I got to go.
Yeah,
you never know.
Bad luck.
One more here. Okay, this is from our pal Francis. Does Trav look like a 50-year-old Colin Hanks playing the role of an amateur poker player with a bourbon and taco addiction? Do I look like a Colin Hanks character?
I actually really like the amateur poker player where you're walking in with a certain perception.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple hands in, they're like, yeah, this dude has no idea what he's doing.
All right, more Dodger calls coming up in just a little bit. Travis Lee is brought to you by Key of Carson. This summer, find your next car SUV at Key of Carson. Hurry into Key of Carson for the best selection off the 405 at the Carson exit. Go to keyofcarson.com. More of your calls. And I thought you asked a really good question, Al. Did Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers invent a new way of playing playoff games? That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.